Yeah.
Log Talk Radio.
Hey, right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are truly making a difference in the world. Well, we're going to explore different aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, mental, relationships, network marketing, disabilities, and many more interesting topics. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter, and I recently spoke at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra, who was the keynote speaker for that event. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 44 years now. And in that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, and been in hospital about 40 times. I also stand about 5'2", hence the nickname Tutall, came from the Dallas Cowboys player Tom Tutall Jones. And that's due to the heavy doses of the steroid prednisone that I had to take for my arthritis. I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal. It's a digital-only publication, and we're the official and only media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, T-A-L-L.com. And my guest today is the legendary, amazing Andrea Blackley from OrganoGold. Anybody who's practically been in OrganoGold for any amount of time knows all about Andrea. She was a former third grade school teacher for 8 years, and she's now a leading lady in the industry of not just OrganoGold, but network marketing. OrganoGold is, as people may know, the official and only partner of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And to me, that should be due diligence enough for anyone considering the opportunity. She is now in her 4th year of experience in this industry, and she is so grateful for believing. Being a single mom for the past 7 years put her in a position to do what's necessary to win, not just for her, but for her son, Nicholas. And when she got started with OG on April 22nd, 2009, she had only $567 in her bank account. That money was to be used to pay her car note, but instead she invested it in an opportunity of a lifetime. Her account went completely negative right after the day after she got started, but that didn't affect her positive mindset because she knew she was choosing to change in order to have change, and that decision definitely transformed her life forever, as everyone in OrganoGold knows. Just 5 months after getting started with OG, she totally replaced her teacher's income and was able to walk away from that position on September 21st, 2009, a Monday. I'm just calculating in my head. That's almost exactly 5 days to the date, to the day. This September, it will be 3 years that she has been free. And in that process, many, many lessons have been learned, and more are still being taught and learned at the same time. She always knew she wanted to be in control of her life, but she just wasn't sure how it was going to manifest. And in a million years, she never would have imagined it would come through something as well-known as coffee. Becoming a six-figure earner with OG within her first 12 months, she's also the only the second single African-American female to accomplish the level of diamond consultant in the entire company, and the first to accomplish it in Texas. Lets her know that anything is possible. Now every day she sees a cup of coffee or a picture of coffee, or even when she hears someone speak the word coffee, she is reminded that she made the right decision and that her family and the millions of other families, as well as her son Nicholas, are now going to be able to build a generational wall of wealth. She's forever grateful to OrganoGold, their leadership with Holton Bugs and Shane Moran, and the product, the system, as well as the ability to choose happiness and never give excuses. Welcome to the show today, Andrea.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's definitely a pleasure to be here and just listening to that introduction. I was sitting here with a great big smile on my face, like, wow, this is really happening. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I get tired just following you on Facebook. You're in so many different places that I have to check almost a few times a day because you could change places in one day.
Absolutely. That's incredible and surreal at the same time. Thank you.
Now, because of my association with the Napoleon Hill Foundation and because of what Organo Gold has done with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, I almost always start by asking when you first read Think and Grow Rich and who introduced it to you. And I know who it was because we talked before the show, and it's someone very important to Organo Gold, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, being a college graduate, you know, from a prestigious Catholic college in Louisiana, Xavier University, I was never introduced, you know, to the aspects of the philosophies of building wealth, you know, and getting involved in Organo Gold back in April of 2009. One of the very first things that we were taught about was personal development. And I'm so grateful to Mr. Holton Buggs for introducing me and many of my business partners to the book of Think and Grow Rich. And just the title itself, you know, just sent off light bulbs, like, wow, all I have to do is think and, you know, and actually grow rich. And it's funny, I learned about my definiteness of purpose, and I'm sitting here looking at the book now. It was actually October 16th, 2009, 2 days after my birthday, where I actually wrote my first definiteness of purpose. So I'm very grateful to Mr. Buggs for introducing me to this book.
And what a testimony to Mr. Buggs. And that's something that Dr. J.B. Hill, the grandson of Napoleon Hill, when I was in Malaysia, mentioned to me how much he really, really appreciates and admires Organo Gold in that not only do they partner with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, they really do recommend the book, the leaders, and they don't direct distributors to any other training company. They direct them all towards the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And so he was so appreciative of that. And as I mentioned before the show, LG said the same thing. Holton Buggs got him reading the book. Tyrone McDaniel, Holton Buggs got him reading the book. And so when you can create a mastermind with some powerful people like that, boy, no wonder Organo Gold is doing so well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the first three words of the book, thoughts are things, you know, and it when people begin to realize how simple that is, I believe that even more success and transformations will definitely take place. But, you know, I believe we're so caught up in the complications of life itself, you know, going through so many struggles that a lot of times it's difficult for people to grasp that philosophy. But, you know, just sitting back and saying, wow, I can actually think the life that I desire into existence, you know, let me go ahead and believe in that now and have the principles to back it up and watch things change. So it's incredible.
It's incredible. And you had mentioned one of them. Well, it's the most important principle in the philosophy is the definiteness of purpose, because life is going to throw a lot of difficulties and challenges at you. And if you don't have that laser focus on a purpose, you are going to get distracted. And yep. So did it take you a while to come up with that definiteness of purpose that you wrote out?
It did. I mean, you know, obviously I was introduced to the book when I first was involved in Organo Gold, but it took, let's see, from the fourth month, so 6 months, you know, for me to actually be able to sit down and physically write out, you know, my thoughts, because in the beginning, you know, people get started in the business for different reasons, and as you go through different experiences and discover different things about yourself and about other people, I believe that's what creates your purpose, you know, and so it's kind of just coming into, I guess, into recognition and acceptance of what your position and your purpose is of being in the business, and when that became clear to me, it was amazing how effortless it was for me to actually write this out, because I wanted to do it for such a long time, but I didn't know what to say because I really didn't know what I wanted, you know, and so when it actually came to pass, it's amazing. I'm sitting here looking at it now and just reminding myself, like, wow, and this was almost, you know, almost 3 years ago, so it took a little while for it to happen because I didn't know what a definiteness of purpose was, you know. So,
exactly,
yeah.
And you'd really have to think out, and Napoleon Hill says you have to write down what are you going to give in return, because you got to give before you receive. And I know just from following your travels that you are pouring a lot of your life and effort into helping other people. And so obviously when you go the extra mile that way, comes back to you many times over, doesn't it?
It does, and I'm grateful for that, not knowing that this was going to be a part of the journey, but I do get a pleasure, you know, and just sharing, you know, and it's always spirit-led. I don't, you know, I never script anything out or write down what I want to talk about, and I always ask permission from individuals, you know, can I be real, you know, and can I be transparent and speak from the heart, and I believe people can relate to that. You know, because I want them to see the great side of obviously the benefits of becoming a part of OrganoGold and really working it, but then also realizing that it's a lot of things that are going to have to change, you know, about yourself. And when you go through that process, it may not always be easy, but it's definitely worth it, you know, and pushing through to get to that ultimate goal, it's a pleasure. So the platform is very humbling, you know, it's very humbling. And
exactly. Now, a lot of people have as their heroes in life, athletes, musicians, various people like that. My favorite people in the world are single moms. That is one tough job. You got to work full-time, you got to look after a kid full-time, and all the other things that are involved with it. It's a tough job, and many, many women are doing it, and boy, they're probably the backbone of so many companies and businesses, so I really admire them. And so you went from being a single mom, you're sitting there, you have $567 in your bank account, and someone's presenting OrganoGold to you. Did you still have enough positive thoughts, or did you still know that God or was going to work it out somehow for you to have this opportunity? And what kind of thinking was going through your head? Because that money was meant to pay a car note the next day. So anybody who's had the objection in OrganoGold from someone that says, I can't afford it, tell them what you were thinking and what they could possibly tell prospects.
Well, you know, Tom, that time in my life, I was really tired. You know, I was tired mentally. I was tired physically, you know, of trying to figure things out. You know, I was just so over the point of being at that position to where that was all the money that I had in my account. You know, and I couldn't put all the blame on just being a teacher. I had bad habits, you know, with spending money as well. But it got to a point to where really I was numb. You know, when it came to, I was working, obviously, with Mr. David Imonitier, and I'm so grateful for meeting him, you know, Crown Diamond in the company, and you know, he was a complete stranger that came into my life and really started to help me, you know, transform my thoughts. And so because of the relationship with him, I was able to be connected to Mr. Bugs. And when I first saw OrganoGold, we were in Mr. Bugs' home, you know, so I'm in an environment of individuals that came from, you know, being raised by a single mom himself, Mr. Bugs, you know, living in the project out in Tampa, but making the decision to change and not to use any excuses to hold him back. So when I was in that environment, it really, there was no fear, there was no doubt, you know, because David said, he taught me this a long time ago, you know, never let money keep you from earning more money. You know, and I knew that he also said that, you know, your harvest is what you keep. So if what you have is not what you want, then you really have to turn that into a seed. And it wasn't that I had all of this, you know, belief in OrganoGold, because, you know, I was kind of like, coffee, okay, this better work. You know,
yeah.
I was like, God, if we're going to do this, I need you to be the fun of it, you know.
Yeah.
But it was more that I really, Tom, had more belief in myself, because I knew what I was capable of. And I knew that when I made a decision to do something and to get it done, regardless of the obstacles, it was going to get done. So when I made the decision to actually make the investment in OrganoGold, what's funny is that we didn't process the application for 4 days. So when I had that $567 in my account, I could not spend one dime for 4 days, you know. So that left me and Nicholas eating ramen noodles and, you know, doing whatever we had to do, because this money was set aside for that. And there wasn't any worry about paying the car note, because I was like, okay, I know that I'll find a way to get that done.
Yeah.
You know, but it was because I'd earned $180 without even being in OrganoGold by sampling some of my coworkers. So when Mr. Bugs, at that presentation, he and his wife had given me some samples. He said, take it to work, just let people drink it. And I did that on a Wednesday, and between that Wednesday and Friday, I earned $180. I knew that it wasn't going to be difficult for me to get that $500 back. I was just going to duplicate what I did, just with more people.
Wow, you hadn't even put a penny in officially as of then. You earned $180.
Not at all. And that you would have sworn that was like $180,000 to me. You know, and I said, oh, my gosh, if it's this simple, you know, what's going to happen when I really put the effort, you know, behind it? So it was just, you know, I tell people all the time, my mentality was that I only knew the only option was to win. You know, there was no, what if it doesn't work? What if nobody buys a coffee? And I wasn't even really into the personal development fully then. I didn't understand it, but I did know that. You know, I was like, people already bought six boxes, so I know I can get more people to buy some more coffee. So I just never let that be an excuse. It was amazing.
Wow, fantastic. What a great story. And you talked about one of the key points of success. You made the decision. You burned the bridges. There was no going back. There was no what ifs or maybe this will work. You made a really, really, really strong decision there, didn't you?
Yeah. It's because, you know, when you look at it, Tom, I had been doing the same thing, you know, for so long. And it wasn't working out the way that I wanted to. I mean, it's not like I was just, you know, depressed and just broke my entire life.
Yeah.
But I always knew that I was destined to do something great and big. I mean, I like things. You know, I like lifestyle. I like to, you know, just have an abundance of whatever. I'm a Libra. I'm a true Libra. You know, so I love luxury, you know, and things like that. And so, but I never knew how it was going to come. And like I said, in a billion years, I never would have, you know, guessed that it would have been, you know, coffee. But it was just something down on the inside that said, you know, we're going to do some big things. So when things started to develop with OrganoGold, you know, it's not like I got involved saying, oh, I want to be a millionaire. Yeah. I want to be, you know, this first female to do this. No, I just wanted to pay my bill. You know, I wanted to be able to pay my mortgage on the first, you know, and get car insurance back because I was driving around with no car insurance, you know, because I couldn't afford it. And so when things started to kind of manifest, it was just like, wow. And it was a different level of responsibility that came with that I had to learn as well. So it was great transitioning.
And now you travel in a very nice looking plane.
that experience is still surreal to me because obviously I believe in, as Mr. Buzz says, you don't get what you want, you get what you picture. So my house is inundated with pictures of things that I want and, you know, words and all kinds of things. And I have so many pictures sitting here looking at them now of private jets. You know, just saying one day, you know, this is going to happen, not worrying about what was going to take place in order for it to happen. But it was last month when my sponsor, Mr. Emo Nipie, you know, actually flew his diamonds out to Dallas from Houston on a private G5 jet, and it was a surprise. None of us had any clue that this was going to happen. And I'm telling you, it was just like, are you kidding me? You know?
You look like really? You were pretty comfortable in that jet there. And, like, you look like you belong there. Very hot, very hot.
Thank you.
Now, for people prospecting, like, or thinking of getting leads and prospects, how did you meet David and Emoniti? Is that how you pronounce his last name? How did you?
Emoniti, yeah.
Emoniti. How did you meet him, and how did he prospect you? What was, did he go through this, the three steps, invited you to the meeting at Holton's? And but how did you get to know him, or how did you meet him?
Well, actually, there was no such thing as OrganoGold when we actually met. It was June 13th, 2008, to be exact. And OrganoGold was not introduced to North America until September 22nd, 2008. So we were actually involved in another company, in a travel company. And David was heavily involved. I was just a joiner, if you will. I signed up with my best friend, wasn't doing anything. And at this particular time, I was working at Nordstrom in the Galleria selling jewelry and watches. And I had already quit teaching for the first time. Because I ended up making more money working at Nordstrom than I was as a school teacher, which was sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, it was very sad. You know, commissions were great. But the thing is, it was a Friday, so Friday the 13th, you know, some people coined that as a bad luck day, but, you know, definitely my luck changed for the better. And literally, Tom, David came up to me, I don't remember what time it was, but I can tell you that he had on a purple shirt and I had on a turquoise and brown dress with turquoise shoes. And he walked up to me and he said, "Hi, my name is David." That is exactly what he said, and he stuck out his hand. And I was actually looking down, and then I looked up, and I was like, "Wow, he's handsome," you know, and I was like, "Hello, you know, my name is Andrea."
Yeah.
And, you know, the conversation went on from there, and, you know, he was kind of asking, you know, "Is this all you do?" And, Tom, I had no reason whatsoever to mention that I was involved in that travel company because I was doing nothing with it,
right.
You know, absolutely nothing. And so when he said, "Is this all you do?" I said, "No, I actually have my own travel company." And so he was like, "Really? You know, what is it?" And then that went into the conversation of him, you know, us being affiliated with the same company.
Yeah.
He started asking me all of these questions that I had no idea what he was talking about. So he was like, "You know, who's your sponsor? Who's your upline?" You know, and I was like, "What? What are you talking about? What is this stuff?" You know, and the funny thing is that was on a Friday, and the following Friday he ended up inviting me, you know, to a business presentation, and I decided to go. And I was impressed, obviously, by his presentation. You know, the business at that time made sense, and it was just great. You know, David is 7 years younger than I am, but I actually, you know, got actively involved, you know, and started following his leadership. And when, you know, things weren't going so well, I was in that company for about 8 or 9 months, earned a little bit of money, like $1,600, $1,700 in 9 months, you know, had never earned that type of money before. But when the opportunity for Organo Gold came about, we said no initially because we were not coffee drinkers. So it took about 7 months for us actually to make that decision. And I followed anything that he'd done, you know, because he was really instilling some things into me that people that had been involved in my life the entire time that I've been on the planet had never done, you know. So I was intrigued. And when we finally said, you know, "We need to go ahead and take a look at this coffee business," you know, while we were laughing at it for 7 months, then things weren't going so well. It's like, okay, we need to take a look. I said, "Hey, let's do it. You know, I'm ready."
Wow.
You know, and everything started from there. So I had the privilege of starting the exact same day. And I really had a fear of being left behind. I knew what David was capable of. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that he would become a millionaire,
yeah.
You know, and that my association with him would allow that to happen for me as well. So it was just my whole thing of, we're going to do this. I don't want to be left. So whatever I have to do, you know, I'm willing to do it. So that's where it all started.
Wow. And two amazing points there. Tyrone McDaniel also said he didn't get involved in the business right away. It took him, I think, a year or so before the person who sponsored him was doing really well, and they came back to him, and he jumped in. And so people that are prospecting for Organo Gold can keep that kind of in the back of their mind, that just because someone says no today doesn't mean that it's going to be no a year from now. And then LG Young, he spoke a lot about being the type of person that attracts other people to them, and that's how you become a leader in Organo Gold. And obviously, David, you had mentioned that. He was the type of person who was speaking things into your life and teaching you things that you had not experienced before, and he was doing that for free. He wasn't even making money off your. You weren't in his downline, so he was just doing that because that's who he is.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I definitely believe in the law of attraction, 1,000,000,000%. You know, you attract who you are, you know, so that's why it is so important to become, you know, personally developed and actually invest more time in, you know, just becoming him or becoming her,
yeah.
You know, and in that process, the people that actually join you in that journey, it will just be remarkable in regards to how they impact, you know, the journey. And you become a teacher, you become a coach, you become a mentor, you become transparent, you know, and teaching people to look in the mirror and just, you know, facing who you are, accepting it, you know, and then becoming aware, accepting it, and then reconditioning it. You know, Mr. Buzz teaches us that as well. And I am so addicted to personal development because who I am today, I believe that she was there back, you know, 3-4 years ago, but just looking for a way to come out. you know, and it's awesome. It feels good, and it's exciting to see other people develop. You know, it's like it happens for you. That's fantastic. But, you know, when you have the ability to teach and coach other people to do the same thing and say, wow, I remember when, you know, and look at now, can you imagine where you're going to be 2 years from now? You know, start jumping up and down and high-fiving each other. Like, this is amazing. So, you know, let's just keep going through it. Yeah, I just got chills saying that again. So.
The feeling you get, because not only do you affect that person, you affect everyone in their life, their family, mm-hmm. their kids. You affect them for generations. You affect their thinking for generations. And so just by speaking into someone's life about an opportunity, you not only change their life, you change everyone in their circle's life. And
absolutely.
So what an amazing opportunity. And sounds like David was that type of a person before he even got involved in OrganoGold, where he was speaking into other people's lives and you know, helping them become better people.
Definitely. I mean, I remember I was actually telling a business partner yesterday how at one point, I can't remember exactly when it was, but he said, he's like, you know, you're going to be my secret weapon, you know, and I didn't know what that meant, but I held on to those words. And even to this day, you know, that was close to 4 years ago, you know, now that he actually said that. And when we were in that other company, you know, I didn't make a huge impact. You know, in that company, I was just trying to make it, you know, just going to hang in there, showing up to every meeting, going to the event, you know, and things like that. And, you know, to come over into OrganoGold, not to say that, yeah, I'm his secret weapon, but, you know, in his success, in our success, you know, and in the success that we're helping other people create, I believe that the story lets people know, you know, that it's possible and saying, hey, I used to be a joiner, you know, I used to come to the meetings and, you know, aspire to do great things and it just wasn't happening, or it was happening, but I was just going through the process, you know, and waiting for the manifestation, you know, but to actually be, you know, his first female diamond in his organization, the first person in his organization to hit the level of Ruby consultant, the first to hit Emerald, the first six-figure earner, you know, in his business, you know, I'm grateful to him, you know, that is a part of my story, you know, and that we could actually use that to build other people up. So it is. I mean, David has just always, he's just wise. You know, he just sees with a different pair of eyes and teaches us to do that, you know, as well. So, you know, I'm forever indebted to him, and I continue to learn more. Just had a conversation with him yesterday asking some questions like, hey, I need some help, you know.
yeah.
Not there yet, but
even
I need
the
help.
Top people, even the top athletes need coaches. And so you still need David. He said, he has different eyes and different wisdom that he looks at the world from, and so that's a powerful testimony. And then what a simple prospecting approach as well. We all go to buy things in stores, and if you just look someone in the eye and just ask them, is this all you do to earn money, or is this all you do, is that what he said?
And he said, hi, my name is David.
Yeah. And he's
you know,
a good-looking guy. I've seen his picture.
That.
Yeah.
You know, right? Exactly. I was like, wow, okay. You know,
he's good.
He's handsome.
Yeah.
You know, and so he was.
And you're pretty good-looking yourself, so. Okay.
Well, thank you. And, you know, and it went from there, and it's funny how he wanted my contact info, and at that point in my life, you know, I thought any man,
exactly.
you know, that approached me was trying to hit on me,
yeah.
you know, not knowing that it was business, because I was just never in that environment. But he asked for my contact info, and I told him, Tom, I said, well, I have to look at your shoes first, you know, before I can give out my number. And so he was like, what? I said, yeah, I've been told that, you know, I have to check a man's shoes. A man's shoes tell you a lot about him,
yeah.
you know. And so when I looked over the counter, Tom, he had on some Gucci loafers. And when I saw Gucci, I said, okay, 832. Absolutely. It was funny, but that was the honest to God truth. And so, you know, we're teaching that now, going back to the basics, like, wow, you know, who would have thunk? You know, I never shopped at Nordstrom, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing is I had no idea why I was working there. You know, I was definitely spiritually led. Won't go into that whole story and how that happened, but it was amazing how everything just lined up. And I was actually going to work in a completely different department on the third floor, you know, but I ended up having a training day on the first floor in jewelry, and I saw the action and the pianos and everything like that, and I changed my mind. I said, you know, if it's possible, I'd love to work down here. So I look at it and saying, had I been in a different position, I never would have met David, You know, so God has his hand on everything, and he puts you where you
need
to meet the right people, and things just start to happen. So
amen. I'm not afraid to talk of the spiritual side. When God has a purpose for your life, he makes it happen somehow.
Oh, he's amazing. And I just love how God orchestrates things, you know, even when, you know, like you said, we have our ups and downs, and, you know, I still have downs in the success, but it's just great to know that the relationship that I've built, you know, I've always been in church, used to sing solos and things like that, but never really had an understanding of what a relationship with God was, you know, being able to activate my faith and trust in him and go to him, you know, and believe that he could fix anything, you know, and so it was that whole point, I guess, that I was thinking the right thoughts or saying the right thing, whatever was going on.
Exactly.
Where he took me there saying, okay, you're ready.
First of all, God had a purpose, and second, you had been filling your mind for years. You knew you liked nice things. You knew you wanted to make a difference. You knew and you knew. So the subconscious, what an amazing organ this subconscious mind is. You just tell it what you want, and you tell it what you want to do, and if you tell it strong enough and often enough, it goes out there, and it just finds the people and the circumstances that make it happen.
It's amazing. It's the power of the subconscious mind. And, you know, the thing is, Tom, it's like, what would the world really be like, you know, if we taught these types of principles, you know, in elementary, and in middle school, and in high school, and in college, you know, and that's why I'm so obviously excited for Nicholas, because through this journey, his mindset, you know, it has changed. You know, as a 7-year-old, you know, we don't talk about jobs. I remember when he was like 4 and 5, he used to say that he wanted to be a manager at Target. And I would look at him like, why? You know, but I was like, okay, when I was his age, Target was my favorite store as well. But now, you know, to hear the words that come out of his mouth about, you know, being a billionaire and I want to do this and I want to do that and, you know, I want to have these, you know, and all this, just the experiences, you know, that I'm able to afford him. And it's just like I can only imagine what he will be like by the time he's 35.
Amen. Amen. And this is what I'm talking about. When you're speaking into other people's lives, you're not just affecting that person who's right there in front of you. You're affecting their kids and the generation after that. And so what a powerful testimony, as you said, for Nicholas to grow up with these kind of thoughts and beliefs and seeing his own mom apply it in her life. Boy, that pretty well cements it in your subconscious that anything is possible.
Yeah, I love the fact that you can think about something, and then when it shows up, you're like, wow, I actually thought about it. I remember Holton saying one time about just the company in general, you know, when somebody ever asked them, you know, well, how did you do it? And he'll just say, I thought about it. How simple is that?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I just thought about it.
It's amazing. Thoughts are definitely things. Now, one thing, when you have a definite purpose like you have and you've written it out, sometimes, as you said, it can be a little uncomfortable because when you have a definite purpose, you have to look at some things you're doing in your life. If you're in the 33 hours a week on average TV and internet group, you have to say, well, this is a powerful definite purpose that will affect me and my family for generations. Perhaps I don't need to watch that show. Perhaps I don't need to do some of the other non-value-added things that are in their life to pursue an opportunity that can, more than anything probably they're currently doing, transform their life, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it's you know, things in your life will change. You know, because we're impacted by everything. So it's funny how long I went without listening to the radio, without watching television, you know, and different types of things. I do watch television now, but it's funny. I'm always looking for a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm watching anything. I mean, I watch all the millionaire listing shows. I was telling somebody today, I said, I think that I'll be able to negotiate, you know, million-dollar homes very quickly because I've watched, you know, so many shows, you know, on them. But, you know, it just makes sense for a short period of time, definitely in the beginning of building your business. You got to make those short-term sacrifices, you know, for a long-term gain.
All right.
And it's worth it, you know, to give up something. I was thinking about Mr. Emo Nitiye, you know, it's not watching television and missing NBA finals and, you know, things, all this other kind of stuff he did for years.
Yeah.
But, you know, these last two games, he was there.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
There, so.
Yeah, instead of watching it on TV like the rest of the suckers, he's there. And so now when you first got involved and with that definite purpose, did you have to spend a little bit less time with Nicholas to get involved in these meetings and to build a business? Like, that's one of the things. Sometimes also we have to take a little less time doing the things we do love to do to pursue a passion.
Yeah, I'm very transparent with that, you know, and letting people know that that is a short-term sacrifice, you know, that you would have to be willing to give up, you know, and it's to get the time back, you know, tenfold. You know, so it's saying if I'm not able to be the best mom, you know, or to be the best dad, you know, right now, just from, I guess, outside looking in, you know, then that's what it's going to take, because down the line we'll be able to look back and say, well, this is the price that I paid so that, you know, when he goes to college, I paid for all 4 years up front, you know, if he decides to go.
Yeah,
you know, when he turns 16, you know, we can have a sweet 16.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know, get a car that I always wanted, you know. And
yeah.
It's just, money
that doesn't,
no
make,
longer...
that doesn't make noise and have rust,
you know,
on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And you know, and I teach, you know, those that are willing to do, because everybody's in a different place. So, you know, I don't ever tell a parent how to be a parent. But I'm like, kids are really resilient. You know, and they're paying attention to everything that we're doing.
Exactly.
You know, so I can sit here and say, you know, oh, Nick is my life, but he's not my life. He's a part of my life, you know, and my decisions are going to shape his life. And so that he doesn't end up going the same route that I had to go down, you know, to go through the experience of, you know, earning minimum wage and then, you know, getting a job with benefits and still not having enough.
Yeah.
You know, let me go ahead and introduce some of this, saying, hey, listen, I'm going to have a conversation with you. I'll communicate this, and mommy's not going to be here for a little point of time, but you're in good hands. You know, they love you. They're going to take care of you. You need anything, you got that. So let me go out here and build your future so that when I do expire, you know, that you don't have to start where I had to begin.
Amen.
You know, you actually just pick up where I've already left and saying, hey, you're good, you know. So if I do nothing else, you know, if you do nothing else, you're taken care of so that you can really focus on what you want to focus on, not what you have to focus on.
Oh,
so, you know,
yeah.
it's teaching some of those people to just say, hey, it's okay to let go. They're okay. They're kids.
Yeah,
they're okay.
And they learn from what you do. So if they see you pursuing a passion and pursuing a purpose and becoming successful, this all registers in their brain. They're like, wow, if mom can do it, I can do it too. And so what a positive message. And so, you know, that also drives you, I'm sure, when you're someplace doing meetings and you're dead tired because most meetings are at night and you're in a different city than your son. You know, when you have that positive passion and purpose and definiteness of purpose, those little twings of, oh, I should be with Nicholas, are overcome by, I am building him his future here.
Yeah, and it's a constant reminder, you know. And in the beginning, I would feel a little guilty, you know.
Yeah.
Nicholas was 3 years old when I first started, so there were times where he would have to come to meetings with me, you know, and there was no such thing as teaching a three-year-old how to sit down and be quiet when you're doing a presentation, you know. So there was some frustrating moments in there, too, of being in the middle and saying, excuse me one second, Nicholas, sit down, stop talking. You know, but letting people see, like, hey, regardless of that, I still got to get out here and get it done, you know. But with him now being 7 years old, it's amazing. Like, I just came back from the Dominican, and, you know, he's just like, you know, how was the Dominican Republic? You know, how were the meetings? Did you speak any Spanish? Well, what did you do? You know?
Nice. A whole set of different, of questions than a few years ago.
Completely. Completely. And the times when he does have to go to a presentation or to something, obviously people know him, but he's actively engaged. I mean, he even said last night that he wanted to make a video. We didn't do it because it was late last night, but he's like, Mom, I want to make a video and let people know that I'm a coffee millionaire and, you know, I'm all about 1%.
Wow.
You know, like,
he's 7 years old.
Seven. you know, and it's just, you know, things have changed. He's changed, but he understands, you know, now he's taking piano lessons. He's in, you know, swimming lessons because he's coming into discovering what he really wants to do, you know, and so it's amazing to say, oh, okay, well, this is what you want to do. Boom, how much is it? Okay, let's set that up.
Yeah,
you know, I may not have the time to be there, you know, at every lesson or, you know, anything like that, but my mom can, you know, just hired a nanny, you know, something I've been talking about for the longest. Now I have to figure out how to use her because this is all new to me, you know, but it's just still him having his childhood and, you know, being able to say, hey, you know, well, for your birthday, let's take a trip here. It may not be on June 9th, but regardless, we're going to take a trip. Anybody else they want to throw you a party, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to your 10th birthday party, you know, where we just have a big bash or whatever we're going to do. But, you know, hey, mommy went to the Dominican for the first time. The next time we go, you'll go.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the purpose of the nanny, to help me in those processes to where, you know, he can still travel and, you know, learn about life in the world by literally living it as opposed to reading about it in a book, you know.
Amen. And if he's at meetings, you know, like some of the most positive people in the population are at Organo Goal meetings. So even if you're not actively talking to him, he's bound to be talking with some entrepreneurial thinking, positive attitude people who love Think and Grow Rich. And so a lot better than sitting and watching reruns of some show on TV.
Absolutely. I mean, when you have this was before he turned 7, but it was a coffee jazz mixer we had done. The weather was real bad. Mr. Emo Nipi and I had done it together, and Nick Hitt was telling people that he wants to be a preacher and a singer.
Wow. A preacher and a singer.
So, you know, it's a lot of sermons that we listen to in the car, and it was so funny because he was rolling down the window, Tom, and he was yelling out at people, if you don't give up on God, God won't give up on you. You know, grabbing people and, you know, saying prayers with them, and I'm just like, wow, this is incredible, you know, and it's exciting to let him be who he is.
Wow. And if he decides to do that, because that's generally not the highest paid profession in the world, but because even if he decides to do that, but what you're doing now will set him up so that he can do it in style.
100%. I mean, and it's exciting to be able to speak the word, you know, and just, you know, tell how good God is, and you know, knowing that God gives you everything that you need, and, you know, he'll even do it in a way that you may not think is as luxurious or glamorous, you know, as it could be, but then it turns out to be something, you know, absolutely incredible. That's why I'm grateful. I'm like, God, I knew what I wanted, but, you know, you brought it to me in coffee. I thought it was the dumbest thing on the planet, but, you know, you still allow me to travel. You still allow me to have fun. You still allow me to look good and, you know, do all these other kind of things. And in conjunction with that, not being afraid to tell about your goodness, you know, not being afraid to speak the word and say, hey, listen, this is why this is happening, because it says right here that we can have this. It says if we do this, he'll do that.
Exactly. You know? And it's in the book. It's in the book. You do your part, and you know God can do his part.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, and I think God searches people's hearts before he gives them the opportunity, and if he knows he has a giving person who, when they get their purpose and their gift and their life that God designed for them, he knows that they're going to go out with an eye to blessing as many other people and helping as many other people as they can. And that's why Napoleon Hill put it in, you know, indefiniteness of purpose. When you put that, and Zig Ziglar talks about it, you can have everything in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. And so when God sees someone willing to pour themselves into helping other people, I think he sends a few more blessings our way, doesn't he?
Unexpected blessings.
Unexpected.
You know, and that's what I love about it. You know, it's just I tell people now that I'm more excited about the uncertainties, you know, of life than about the things that are certain, you know, because I love for God to show up and show out.
Amen.
You know, and do it on his own time, and just know it's just, you know, as I tell people, walking in the comfort of knowing that it's already done, you know, because we wrote it down, we spoke it, and even in this definiteness of purpose, Tom, when I wrote it in October, October 16th of 2009, I'm looking on the back page, I said by January 2010, my income will be no less than $15,000 a month. And, you know, you write it and, you know, you may read it and you kind of forget about it. Well, in January of 2010, and someone else in my business who was reading my definiteness of purpose actually brought this to my attention. I actually earned $15,411 that month.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And so when he wrote that, I mean, when he brought that to my attention and I read it, I was just, I mean, I was shocked. It's like, wow, this is something I wrote and I didn't think about it, you know,
yeah.
Or maybe I did subconsciously.
You didn't consciously, but subconsciously
yeah.
It was in there.
And it just goes back to write the vision and make it plain. So whatever you want, write it down and know that it's already done. That's when it becomes ours. And whatever happens in between, you know, writing it down and the manifestation of it doesn't even matter because it's already done.
Wow.
You know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a story. It's not often I can get so pumped up like this, but what an inspiring story. And it practically, your story overcomes every single possible objection that anyone could ever possibly bring up
yeah.
as an Organogold prospect, having no money, being a single mom, being in another business beforehand. No excuses. You made a decision, and boy, you've made that decision pay, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's when you want something, it's just like you say, that burning desire, you know, when you get to a point to where you just, you've had enough, and it's not talking about having enough, but literally, I've had enough, you know, and it's like if something is going to change, we've got to change it right now, and nothing else is going to matter. You know, the people that are in my life right now, if they decide to come on the journey, great. If they don't, great. You know, but I'm going to fix this because the pain of staying the same, you know, was outweighing the pain of changing.
Amen.
So I was willing to change. I was like, it was already hurting bad enough. So if it gets any worse than this.
Then I'm out of here.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, you sure have made that decision pay. And now just for the last minute or two, give a final message, maybe where people can reach you, where you're going to be in the coming weeks, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is I don't have all of the addresses, but I will be in Atlanta, Georgia on next Tuesday on the 26th.
Wow.
That information can be found on ogevents.com. And then I will actually be in Baltimore, Maryland on Thursday, my first time presenting in Baltimore. So definitely looking forward to that, very excited about it. But, you know, just serving people. The platform is still building. I'm still getting used to the social media, you know, aspect of the business and doing things like that. But the company always keeps everybody abreast on where the Diamond Consultants will be. But I always say that service to many, you know, leads to greatness. And I get excited about having the opportunity just to meet new people, you know, to hear their stories and see what's going on. But, you know, teaching people not to get all caught up and wrapped up in the negative side of your story. Now we're in a position to where you have the opportunity to change your story, you know. So I don't mind talking about the past. Obviously, I recognize that, but I'm really transforming, if you will, more into talking about the new story. So giving a little bit, hey, this is where I was, but let's talk about where we're going. You know, let's talk about what we're going to do. And just letting people know that they completely have control, you know, of every aspect. And then with the help of God, you can't help but to win, you know. So it's a win-win situation, but you just got to be willing to do what's necessary. And like you said, you know, recognizing that giving, more giving to people, and, you know, in whatever form it is, time, money, energy,
wisdom.
You know, encouragement,
yeah.
Yeah, wisdom, you know, just the childhood relationship.
You could give them a book, Think and Grow Rich, could change their life.
100%. Hey, read this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Let's just take the life and just watch things change. So I came up with the acronym Choose Happiness and Never Give Excuses, and that's where change comes from. So happiness is a choice, and just don't give an excuse in regards to attaining it for a daily lifestyle. And, you know, waking up with a purpose, it feels good. So I'm grateful.
Amen. Wow. Well, what a story. What a story. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Andrea. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure all the Organogold distributors that listen to this are going to know that if you can do it, they can do it too.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for your time. Have an amazing day.
Thank you, Tom. You
thank
as
you.
Well. And I appreciate this time. It was an honor.